They were going to shut the railway line at Bargoed. And they were going to shut the station at Bargoed and all stations north. So I went to see the train driver of a set time, and I'd fixed it up with the BBC as well. And I went to see the train driver, and I was really getting involved now. I'd only been in Plaid since 1968, and I'm getting really involved in this stuff, thoroughly enjoying myself. Spoke to the driver, and I said, we're going to demonstrate on the line. He said, yeah, I'll stop the train. He said, you go by that marker there. I can't remember the number on it. You stand by that marker, sit on the line, whatever you want to do, and I'll stop the train just before you. I said, right, so everything's organised. Got a group of people. I think Kerry and Viney was there and people like that. And we were all linked arms. And there was John Gwynne on the left, a fellow by the name of Jeff Hibbard in the middle, and Phil Bevan on the right-hand side. And everybody, we were all linked arms, sat on the track. And the train is coming. Now, Jeff Hibbard was a little Yorkshire fellow who was absolutely dedicated to Wales,
yeah.
Spoke Welsh.
Yeah.
The minutes of the South Ward branch meeting were all in Welsh, and he had to translate it for the Welsh people, which was always an embarrassment, but he was a great little character, loved Wales.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there, and he said, right, OK, let's go, the train is coming. I said, no, you've got to stay here, Jeff. We've got to stop this. He said, no, hang on, the train is coming. And he was struggling like a... And he was only a little fella, so John and I... Both John and I knew the train was stopping, but we hadn't told Jeff. And in the end, when the train did stop towering above us, I'd never heard Jeff swear in my life, but he said something about, go forth and multiply, you bastards.